Lag Boimer, Lamed Gimel Boimer. And as you all know, it's a Yom Simcha, a day of rejoice. Why do we rejoice? Why is there Simcha on Lag Boimer? So we find two different reasons in Chazal. The Gemara tells us the Chof Dalet Elef Talmidim, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, were nifter between Pesach and Atzeres, between Pesach and Shavuos, and on Lamed Gimel Ba'omer, Pasku Milumus. The plague stopped, and if we can imagine an average of over 700 Talmidim each day who were nifter, it must be a great tragedy. And therefore, when Lag Ba'omer arrived in Pasku Milumus, it was definitely a reason for Simcha. And the second reason is because Lag Ba'omer is the Yoime, the Hilule, the Rashbi. It's the Yoime of the Istalkes today, of the Yotzeit, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And on this day, he revealed the secrets of the Torah, the Pnimis HaTorah. And therefore, it was a great Simcha then. And this Simcha is reoccurring each year again and again. And therefore, this is also a reason why we celebrate Lag Ba'omer. But are these two reasons anyway connected? Is it just that it happened to be that we have two separate reasons why we rejoice, or are they intertwined and connected together? So let's explore the first reason. As the Gemara said, Chuf Dalet Elef Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Akiva had in his yeshiva, and they all passed away in this time, the Yemei Asfira, between Pesach and Atzeres. And the Gemara reveals to us, the Gemara tells us why were they so severely punished? Sheloi Nahagu Kuvoit Ze Buze. There was a lack of respect, and therefore they were so severely punished. Now, if we think about that reason, it might be surprising to us. Because if we look back in Jewish history, we see that over generations, many different gedolim, leaders, roshei yeshivas, rebbes, on the one hand, everyone agrees that all tayak mitzvahs are equal. And if a Sefer Torah is missing even one letter, the Sefer Torah is pusul. And everyone agrees that Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But still, different gedolim felt that one should emphasize a different mitzvah, a different middah. And this would lead a person to a connection to Tayag mitzvahs and shleimus in Torah. Ultimately, the person would come to connect to the entire Kol HaTorah Kulo. But as we can't equally emphasize all Tayag mitzvahs, different tzaddikim chose different mitzvahs. By some, it was the mitzvah of Shabbos. By others, it was the Avodas HaTfilas. Through connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, this would lead to connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to Kol HaTorah Kulo. By others, it was the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. By others, it was the mitzvah of Emes. By some, it was Anuva, humility. And of course, by some, it was Torah. How was it in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon, of Rabbi Akiva? In his big yeshiva of 24,000 Talmidim, which mitzvah was emphasized, which mitzvah was stressed? I can't know for sure, but we know the Ma'am Chazal of Rabbi Akiva, V'uhaftu l'reachu k'moichu, ze klal gudel b'toyr. The love, the Havas Yisrael, was very central to Rabbi Akiva. And if Chazal called the 24,000 Talmidim Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't mean they were sitting in his besmedish. It means they were following his advice, his path, his derech and avoid Hashem. So how come If they followed his words of "Ahavtu l'reachu kamoichu zeklal gudel b'Torah," why was there a lack of respect? Why didn't they follow his advice fully? We see it reminds me the story when the Ger came to Hillel, and he wasn't a Ger yet. He said he wants to become a Yid on one condition. He wants to learn the entire Torah if he's oymet al regel achas, when he's standing on one feet, on one leg. How long can a person stand on one leg? Few minutes. Now, he wasn't interested in learning dafayom in 8 minutes. He was interested in learning shas, poskim, midrushim, sifru, sifri, nigle in the Torah, nister in the Torah, drush, remes, sod, everything in a few minutes. It's impossible. So Hillel told him, I'll accept the challenge. Ma da'aloch snu l'chavrich lo'isavit, which according to some explanation means the mitzvah of ahavtu l'reachu kamoichu. If you will concentrate on the mitzvah of ahavas yisrael, you will end up of connecting to kol ha'Torah kula. And this, perhaps, was also the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Why did his Talmidim, why were they acting in a way which was a lack of respect towards each other? And the Likutei Sichos says a fascinating explanation. He says that the lack of respect didn't come because there was a lack of love. On the contrary, imagine a friend's child is really misbehaving, is behaving badly. And we see that. Some people might just ignore that. Others would laugh and find it funny. Some would be disturbed, but we won't take it so much to heart. But if our own child is acting in the same way, it will disturb us very much and will do everything in order to help our child. Why? Because we feel a greater love to our children than we feel to our friends' children. And as greater the love is, as more we care. And as more we care, we take it to heart and we approach the child and try to help them. The same thing happened by the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "V'ahavtu l'reachu kamoichu zeklal gudel b'Torah." So therefore, they followed this advice. And the love to each other was so great that they really, really loved and cared. And when it happened once, or more than once, that Rabbi Akiva gave a shiur, and he shared his wisdom, he shared Torah and Avodas Hashem with them. Kishem sheparzifeyem shoynois, kach dateyem shoynois. Every person has a different understanding, a different appreciation, even when the same words are being said. I'll give you an example in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Chamisha talmidim hoyu lo l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ve'elu hen Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkines, ורבי ישוע בן חנניה, ורבי יויסי הכהן, ורבי שמעון בן מסנל, ורבי אלוזור בן ארוך. 5 תלמידים had רבי יוחנן בן זכאי. And still we find in the next Mishnah, when the Rebbe asked them, צאו וראו איזה דרך ישוע שידבר בו יהודם, after having learned so many years and so much Torah of me, what have you understood? What is the right path for a person? And every Talmud gave a different answer. Ein toiv, chuver toiv, shuchen toiv, horoyes anoylad, leiv toiv. That all the Rebbe, they all heard the same Torah. But everyone has a different understanding and different appreciations, even when the same words are said. So it happened that Rabbi Akiva gave a shiur, and he shared his derech in Avodas Hashem, his derech in Torah. Now one Talmud saw how his friend understood it differently. Now, if he wouldn't have loved his friend so much, if he wouldn't have excelled in v'ahavta l'reachu kamoichu, he wouldn't care. He would just ignore it. Like so many of us, we ignore when other people do things wrong. But because the ahava, the love was so great, they felt so closely connected, they couldn't just be silent. And they approached their friend and said, "My dear friend, I love you so much, and I care about you. And I see the words of Torah, which is the most important thing in life, is misunderstood. you understand the words of your Rebbe, of our Rebbe, differently than what the Rebbe meant. And he shared his perspective. The friend heard and said, I appreciate. Thank you for your concern. However, I still feel that I understood my Rebbe the way the Rebbe meant. When his friend saw that, when he saw that his friend is not willing to accept his way of understanding, and by doing so, he is behaving in the wrong way and not the way how he would reach Shleimus and Torah and Avodas Hashem, it bothered him. It bothered him to the extent that there was a lack of respect. In other words, the lack of respect was not because there was a lack of love. If there would have been a lack of love, there wouldn't have been a lack of respect. But because the love was so great, and they took it so much to heart, when they failed to appreciate and understand that da'atayim shoynes, people can have different understandings and different perspectives. Therefore, it caused to a lack of respect and to a tragedy of the Yemei HaSfira till Lag BaOmer, when Poskim Ilums. Let's have a look at Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, before we start to look at the avodah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and what we see in Chazal from him, we have to emphasize that we cannot appreciate the greatness of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. As the Gemara in Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin says, when Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe, wanted to give smicha to his Talmidim, he said, Yeshev Rabbi Meir Tchile, he first said to Rabbi Meir, he should sit first. Niskar kemu punov pnei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon somehow felt hurt or surprised. Oma loy Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Dayechu she'ani boirachu makirin koichachu. It's enough that I and the Rebbeinu Shloim appreciate your greatness. Even the great Rabbi Meir did not fully appreciate the greatness of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and definitely we can't. Now we see in the Gemara in Bruchas the attitude of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai towards the pusik Lo Yumosh Sefer Torah Azeh Mipichu. When the Gemara says, it says V'osaftu Digunechu. And it seems to be the Torah requires a person to be busy with working in the field. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, "Efshel udam choyrish b'shas charish." Is it possible for a person to work in his field, to plow the field? V'zoreah b'shas zriye, and is planting the field. V'koytzer b'shas tzire, v'dash b'shas dishe, v'zoire b'shas haruach, Torah ma tehei oleyu. What will happen with the Torah? If a person is occupied with worldly matters, what will happen with the Torah? Elo bizman shisul oisim mitzoyne shilomukoyim, if a person behaves the way he should, don't worry about v'saf digonechu, melachton nasal de'achir. And this is really what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did. He was so connected to Torah that the Gemara in Shabbos says, Toirusoy umunusoy. His craftsmanship was Torah. He didn't spare a second. He learned Torah day and night, like the Pusuk says. And the Gemara says, Har be'usu, many tried to copy and follow the ways of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, v'loy also be'yudon, but it was unsuccessful. His greatness was unique, his approach was unique, and therefore he was very much elevated and perhaps disconnected from all the worldly matters. On the other hand, the same Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Gemara in Menuchas, "Afilu lo yikuru udam elokiyah shma shachis va'arvis ki em lo yumush." If there's a person who has a different level in Torah and avodas Hashem, a person who never can't even learn a minute Torah a day, the only thing which he could do is say krishma shachis va'arvis. The approach of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was not, well, too bad. Oynes rachmune patre, what can he do? Rather, Kiem La Yumish, he has also his connection to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Even though Rav Shimon Bar Yochai held and felt that La Yumish Kipshutoi, a person has to learn every second of the day, but he understood. He appreciated that there were different understandings. There were different perspectives. People are different. And there are people who are very far from Torah and Avodas Hashem. And their only connection to Torah is Krishma Shachvis Ve'arvis. So Rav Shimon says, I accept this person. I appreciate this person. I respect this person. And he as well can connect to Lo Yumush by his Krishma Shachvis Ve'arvis. And perhaps we see that even more clearly in the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara Lamed Gimel, when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was together with his son in the Mar for 12 years, he went out, he went back in again for another year, and then Yotzitzu Baskoid Ba'amru Tzu'u Mimu'arastim. A basker came and said, now it's time to go out of the Mar. Nafku, they went out. Kol Heiche Davimuchi Rabbi Luzor, wherever Rabbi Luzor looked at, his son Rabbi Luzor, who couldn't understand how can people be busy with worldly matters if there's such a beautiful Torah. And therefore, his look on these people caused a damage. Havimasi Rabbi Shimon. Not only Rabbi Shimon ignored them, rather he accepted them, appreciated them, and brought to a masse, refuah, a healing to them. Omar lo, he said, Bini, my son, dai lo'ilam ani va'atu. Not everyone can connect the way that we can, but it's enough for the world, dai lo'ilam ani va'atu. And let's understand that different people connect to the Bein Shalom, everyone on their own level. Behade pani de male shabse was erev shabbes chazua hu sabe de so old person da venukit rei medune ase. He held two hadasim. Viruit bein ashmushes, it was almost shabbes, and he ran to his home with these two hadasim. Amulei, they said to him, hanei lumoloch, why do you need this hadasim? Omar lehui answered, lechvoit shabbes, lechvoit shabbes. So they said, v'tis geloch, v'chad, if so, one is enough. So he answered, "Chad keneged zuchor, v'chad keneged shumer. One keneged zuchor, and one keneged shumer." Omar lei librei, Rav Shimon said to his son, "Chazei, look, kamu chavivin mitzvos al Yisrael. Look how precious the mitzvos are al Yisrael." He didn't say, "Look how a person can run on the streets a few minutes before Shabbos. Why is he not sitting in the Besmedrish and learning and preparing for Shabbos?" Rather, he saw the beauty of this person. Chazi, look, kamu chavivin mitzvos al Yisrael, Yusuf d'Atayim. He was also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He also heard the words of Ahavtul Reachu Kamoichu. But he had a different understanding, a different appreciation, a much deeper appreciation. As the Baal Shem Tov says, when a person stands in front of the mirror and he looks at himself and he sees such a beautiful person, such good midas, such so connected to Torah and Avodas Hashem, there might be some details which are wrong, which needs correcting, but these are only details. Look how what a beautiful person is standing in front of the mirror. When you look at your friend, look at him the same way. See a beautiful person standing in front of you. A precious person. He might have something which needs correction. Okay, but that's only a small detail. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who connected to Pnimius HaTorah, who revealed the secrets of the Torah, was able to connect to the Pnimius of a Yid, to see the pure Neshumah in every person. And therefore he could appreciate the other person. He could relate, he could respect and understand every person, even though when they were so much disconnected from Torah and Avodas Hashem. Instead of seeing a person who is not respecting Shabbos and is running on the streets, he saw Chazu kam chavivin mitzvos al Yisrael. On the one hand, we had the Chuvdalet Elef Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who followed the words of the Rebbe, v'ahavtu l'reachu kumoichu zeklal gudel b'torah. But this led to a lack of respect. They cared, which was beautiful, but they failed to appreciate that people have different perspectives and different way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, because they were truthful people, it caused a lack of respect. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and also following the advice and the guidance of his Rebbe, but he saw the pnimis of Ahavtereach, and he was able to see the pnimis of a Yid and love a person, respect him, and connect him. Although he was so great and so disconnected, he had a connection to every person. And how powerful are the words of the Beis Aharon, the Rebbe of Karlin, who said, "Mi sheyeshloi a minne berashbi," someone who has a minne in the greatness of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, "yeshloi chizik berashbi," he receives a chizik from Rav Shimon bar Yochai. "Kishem shaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem lakoil," just like we all understand and appreciate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu lakoil, for the tzaddikim and for the reshuim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every yid. Kach Rashbi, Rashbi lakol. So too Rav Shimon bar Yochai can connect to every Yid. Af lepchusim. Also to pchusim, to people who are very disconnected. And therefore, it's not surprising when we see each year how hundreds of thousands of people go to Meron. People who are so different, people who perhaps the rest of the year would not appreciate or respect each other. But seemingly because of the koich of Shimon bar Yochai, when they dance together, when they rejoice together, they're able to feel the pnimis and the beauty of kamul chaviv mitzvos al Yisrael, and they rejoice with each other, no matter who the other person is. So on the one hand, we have the reason why we rejoice. The reason of Simcha, of Lag BaOmer, is because the tragedy of the Talmide Rabbi Akiva, who were Nifte, this tragedy stopped on Lag BaOmer. The Talmide Rabbi Akiva, who loy nahagu kuvit zeh buzeh, who had a lack of respect because of their greatness, because of their love, because they cared and they took it so much to heart, this caused that they fully took it to heart what their friends did, and it caused to a lack of respect. On the other hand, we have a second reason why we rejoice. A second reason of Simcha Lag BaOmer is because it's the Hilule of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It's the day of this talk is Rav Shimon bar Yochai, where Rav Shimon bar Yochai showed a deep appreciation to the words of Ahavtereach Kamoicha, an understanding which not only is not a contradiction to respect, but even more, it causes more respect and more appreciation. Let me share with you a story which is brought down in the Zohar, which I believe is very much connected with the current situation. Where the Zohar says, Zibne Chave, once Have Devil Belut. It was a Magefa, there was a plague in Lut, in the city Lut. Usu Rab Shimon ben Yochai le Musu, Rab Shimon ben Yochai came to this place. Amru leil Rab Shimon ben Yochai, my Navid, what shall we do? Come the Uvar be Musa. He came and he went there in the city. V'chamen he saw b'nei nashe shriven, how people are nifte. Umar, he said, call Hi, b'musa, v'anu huche. All of this is happening, and I am standing here. Guzrane de libutl. I'm goize that this plague should stop. Shomu braskule, they heard the baskol, the omres, the baskol said, Puku mehocho, the Maluchim will cause this plague to go out of it. Rabbi Shim ben Yachai hoch, Rabbi Shim ben Yachai is here. Because Berichu goyzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer, vehu mevatel. But he is mevatel this gezeirah. Havetamon Rabbi Chanine saw what happened. Usu ve'uma leil Rabbi Meir, he went and he said to Rabbi Meir, he told him what happened. So Rabbi Meir said, Shevuche delay, the greatness of Shem Bar Yochai, man yuchal lemeikim, who can appreciate that? And he compared him to Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, Pusach v'umar v'yoymer laharen, kache samachtu v'senu leo eish, me'ala mizbeach v'simu leo k'toyres. When there was a mageifa by Klal Yisrael, so Moshe commanded the Aharon to take a k'toyres, v'chsev, and it says, v'yikach, Aharon followed the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chsev, v'inei hucheil ha-negev bo'om. The mageifa started, and people were passing away. V'chsev, and it says, v'yamoid ben ha-meisim v'bein ha-chayim, v'te'utzer ha-mageifa. Through his k'toyres, v'te'utzer ha-mageifa, the mageifa stopped. Kule hai itzrichelei le-moish le-mitzrich. Moshe Rabbeinu had to command Aharon to bring k'toyres to stop the mageifa. But v'rashbi b'memre, Rashbi only with one word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzer v'hu mevatel moisunah. The koich of Shem Baruch Hu was even with one word to stop the mageifa. And may his schus be megan to us that should also stop the current pandemic. As the words that we say on Lag BaOmer, Ashreinu matoif lakeinu bidulet bar yuchai, toirusoi mugein lunu, his toire is a protection to us, hi meira seineinu, Yamlitz toiv ba'adeinu adoneinu bar yuchai.
Very nice. Thank you for the phone.
Good.
Thank you.